Item number 10 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on the progress of the Beer Garden request for proposals. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Rozek? Or Director Black? I saw him sitting there. I thought.
Chairman, members of the committee, just to give you a brief update as to where we are in the process, I believe last time we met, RFPs are not due yet. They were due the following week. So we did receive three responses from the RFP. We've reviewed them. We had each of the respondents come in, give a verbal presentation to us. We evaluated them, and we decided the best course of action would be to move forward on a seasonal temporary basis with HB Milwaukee LLC. They are the owners of the German Beer Hall, some may be familiar with. Esterbrook Park was the park that all three of the people wanted, and we decided to go. We're going to move forward with them. We want to move forward on a very temporary basis so that if there are issues, if there isn't a lot of involvement from the community, we can move back, and they've agreed to pull out at any point in time that we feel necessary. Everything's going to be very temporary. Picnic tables, some lighting in the trees. They will cease operation by 8 p.m., and it'll be a Wednesday through Sunday operation. They're very, we receive 20% of all alcohol sales, 10% of all food sales. They want people to bring their own food. They want to create a great family environment as with the historic beer gardens that we had. The only thing that they would use in the building is some storage in the basement. They have a portable trailer that they would use to service the customers from. And at any point in time, they would remediate the area to put it back to the way that it was if we felt that it wouldn't work. We'd evaluate it after this initial season to see if it would be something that we'd want to pursue on a more long-term basis.
Very good. Committee, questions? Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you. One question I was asked the last time this was up by a constituent in my district is, what is the parks, and I guess more so the vendor or in a partnership, plan to deal with carding and checking that IDs are correct? It's not necessarily a new endeavor for the parks because we do have various concessions, but just this being a new endeavor in itself, could we kind of reiterate that and explain how that'll be handled, Mr. Chairman?
Please, Mr. Rozek.
Chairman, members of the committee, you know, obviously it's part of the agreement that they need to card and check IDs. Them owning a business that dispenses beer, they're very familiar with what the standards are and how to follow them, so we're very comfortable with that. They've also done, they did a one-day service to a motor cyclocross race that was in Esterbrook Park. They kind of set up something similar for a one-day last year, and it went very well, so that makes us even more comfortable moving forward with this group.
So, Mr. Chairman, kind of when we first had this idea and involved a couple possible parks, we're just basically doing this almost, you could even say as a pilot kind of test just in Esterbrook and just for this season.
Correct. That's okay. A fair assessment.
And then last thing, I'm assuming it wouldn't have got to this point, I just want to make sure I know that the supervisors that currently and perhaps in the future represent Esterbrook are okay with this?
Correct. We talked with all of the supervisors and the friends groups about this ahead of time, and they're all didn't have any questions or are well aware of it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions by committee members? This item, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious, would Parks Department or the county need to apply for a beer license with the local municipality?
Yes, the proprietor would need to apply with the City of Milwaukee for a license to dispense beer there.
Sure. A big smile, because I'm going to say something really good, which is I'm remembering what it was like to be a survivor of a drunk driving crash. I'm fine now. Will there be a limit on the number of beers a person can get? Will there be wristbands or anything like that, or just going to be like, come as you are and go as you are, hope you're not too trash to drive?
Yeah, again, Chairman, Supervisors, the group is very used to dealing with those same issues as being a vendor in the City of Milwaukee, working with them on all of their requirements, so we trust that they are going to enforce those.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. This item is informational. If there are no further questions, we'll move on to item 11.